Stevens and Bridger were pretty good buddies, so Stevens, instead of flying the top turret, which the engineer is supposed to have done, wanted to get back in the waist to fly opposite his buddy Bridger. So consequently, Amy Miller, the career gunner, he was in the top turret, and Stevens was on the waist.
What was Miller's first name?
Amy.
Amy?
Amy, A-M-M-I. Today he's a preacher in New Mexico. And the tail gunner was Tommy Imhoff, and he was from Spokane, Washington, so you can see we were from all over.
All over the place.
I was Decatur, Illinois, and five of the crew, of course, were killed in the battle, and five were prisoners of war. Tommy Imhoff from Spokane just turned 21 that day that he was killed. Hmm. And Bidjo in the waist and Stevens in the waist were killed. And the lead, the nose navigator, was also killed. But and the co-pilot was the only one that had on a back-type chute. And we feel that his clips must have clipped over because his chute never opened when he bailed out. And we got hit about 9:30 in the morning. We bombed Kassel, Germany, and it looked like a milk run. It was our 24th mission, and like I say, it looked like a milk run, and our P-51 escort, fighter escort, left us after we bombed Kassel, and Kassel was all in fire, of course, and they left us for a secondary target. Well, we were the first group of the 8th that took the Sperry Ball turret off underneath the belly of the plane prior to getting more gas supply, I guess, to go to Berlin. We were never told why they did it, but anyway, the Jerrian interrogator, they knew more about that than what we did, and so the fighters, ME-109s and FW-190s, they came up underneath us and just riddled us. I bailed out at 19,000 feet.
And, before you bailed out, what was the first indication that there was any trouble?
On my plane, the number 4 engine was on fire, and as I looked from my position up towards the pilot, I see Carl Solian pull the controls back, and it all came right back in his lap. So he had no control.
The control
over
came right out of the plane?
Yeah. So he had no control over the ailerons or rudders or anything. So at that time, well, then of course he blew the thing for being up. And
did you see the fighters going past?
Oh yeah, I saw this one fighter coming in. I could see the fire coming from his wings, you know, coming right at it. Yeah. And we were flying deputy lead that day. That was the 27th of September, 1944. And we were flying deputy lead, and our lead ship, it blew up in front of us. So then, of course, we had to take over lead. And some reason or other, the lead navigator was about 25 miles off his course. So we did not hit the target that we were supposed to have hit. And that was the disappointing part of it.